You're listening to Sound Effect, and here is what Gordon Hempton is listening to.
So the first thing is when I get on location, and if it proves to be truly a quiet place where nature is at its most natural, I just listen. And that, to me, means take all the sounds in with equal value. I don't listen for anything.
Gordon Hempton is one of the country's foremost nature recordists, meaning he goes out into natural places and records the sounds, and then his recordings get used in movies and music and TV documentaries. He lives on the Kitsap Peninsula, and the guy's not just a nature lover. He is a connoisseur of the sounds of nature.
I remember standing there in the Belize forest, the rainforest down there, just listening to what I might hear, and then this bird comes along. And it's like, oh my God, that can really be a bird and sound so musical. It sounds like music. Why? I mean, it doesn't sing for our benefit, and that really uncovers that mysterious link of this is our home planet. We evolved here. And I like spending that time in that situation. So as I listen to myself sort of explain what it is that I'm excited about, yeah, this is my worship. When I push record, I feel like I'm a true listener.
The sounds of the natural world were sacred to him, and he's also their defender. He is an activist against noise pollution. But then something happened to Gordon Hempton one spring day in 2011.
I woke up, and I thought, well, this is kind of funny. It's April, and the sun is shining. The birds should be singing. And I was reminded of Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. And I thought, well, is it happening in our neighborhood? Something the matter with the birds? So I leaned over to now my wife, then my partner, Kate. And I said, Kate, do you hear a bird song? And she goes, yes.
The sound tracker was losing his hearing. So he went to doctors, he went to specialists to try and get a diagnosis, and no one could come up with a good explanation for why his hearing was deserting him. And so he found himself on the clock. He was basically in a race to finish his life's work. His life's work is this giant multi-volume collection of nature recordings called Quiet Planet, and he was trying to get it done before he went completely deaf. He was afraid he wouldn't be able to. And he was even more afraid of losing human connections.
Well, how bad is this going to get? Already, this puts me out of work, but am I going to lose touch entirely? And that's really my greatest fear, is that I'll lose touch with my family, loved ones around me, my sense of community. So much comes through our ears and into our being that we take for granted while we're being distracted by what we're looking at. You begin to get edgy, irritable. Just something as simple as having a conversation with a person became as special as what a dessert would be. And those moments in my day did disappear. Everything became a grind.
But then Hempton began to hear from other people who had lost their hearing, and he found an unexpected culprit. Could it be that the thing that had robbed the sound tracker of his hearing was allergies?
Was that something you were expecting?
Not at all. It's like allergies. I know I've had a few allergies in the past, but we're talking itchy eyes, stuffy nose. Well, as it turns out, allergies can affect the inner ears just as much as they affect any other part of the body. And so I went to an allergist at the end of a full day of testing. A big concern was that I was allergic to environmental substances like pollens and molds. I was allergic to the outdoor Northwest. But the therapy that I am now doing is getting my immune system back into balance by limiting the foods I'm sensitive to, taking these clear drops of antigens below my tongue. And I now have 80% recovered in my right ear. I can hear birds. I can hear insects. I can hear many of the things that even the best ears hear. My left ear, however, is still only at 25%. The way I look at it now is my glass is half full. Now that my hearing is recovering, I have a deep appreciation for what it means not just to hear, but what it means to listen.
When you were unsure whether your hearing was going to come back, I mean, what was important for you to do while you still had some of your hearing left?
I had been working on my life's achievement, hopefully, in the future. This is Quiet Planet. Quiet Planet is where I'm bringing over 30 years of soundtracking around the globe into an organized library for industry. So that I wanted to get together. But honestly, most of my day was spent doing this. Just rubbing my fingers together and giving myself a hearing test on my right ear and on my left ear. And even now, I can do that. And some simple tests like that, I can measure the improvement that I'm making. So now let me describe to you what I hear when I, okay, when I do this. On my right ear, oh, it's really nice. I like that a lot, because it shows that there's some grip to my fingers. It skids along, and there's not only the g-g-g-g-g, but there's nice bright going along with it. That's like epic. To me, that's like totally epic.
What's epic about it? Just the fact that you can hear the subtleties?
Oh, just that I can hear it at all. The epic thing is that I have detail back in my life. Before that, I wouldn't even be able to hear anything but an indicator sound that I knew something was happening, but what was happening, I couldn't tell. And on my left side, the only thing that I wouldn't be able to hear anything on my left side when I rub my fingers together. The only thing I'd be able to hear is if I tapped my head. Well, now on my left side, I really like this because I told you earlier that I only have 25% recovery in my left ear, but I don't believe that that's true right now, because I'm also getting a little gripping. See, these are the baby steps towards progress that I make that really make my day and get me excited. Oh, it's like wonderful. I'm encouraged. I think they'll come back. Yeah, I think they'll come back. So I'm going to keep up everything I'm doing and hang in there. It's been 2.5 years so far in the recovery process. And I thought I might have 2 more years, but based on what I'm hearing today, I'll give it possibly within 2015, I'll be 100%. And that's when you'll see me buying some tickets online to go to the next great place to record.
Gordon Hempton, the soundtracker, lives on the Kitsap Peninsula, and he continues to work on his magnum opus, Quiet Planet.